What I discussed was the way that information technology and technology in general is rushing ahead ever more rapidly. This is creating enormous wealth, but it's also creating a greater spread between the people who are creating wealth and have earned a lot of money and those who are not getting a big share of that. So we talked about both the bounty and the spread.
This is going to be a big topic at Rio Plus 20 because it all plays into sustainability. Mm-hmm. Is there any solution?
Well, there's no simple solution, but there's a set of things that we can do. In my book, Race Against the Machine, I describe 19 specific policies. This is a book with my colleague, Andrew McAfee. They focus mostly on ways of changing education to improve skill levels so that we can keep up with technology. And secondly, with speeding entrepreneurship so that people can invent new types of industries, new businesses that will employ people as the old industries are automated away.
Now, it seems the automation of more work once done by humans is central to the theme of your book. Will machines one day replace all humans?
I don't think they'll replace all humans, but they will replace more and more work. That's not necessarily a bad thing. As machines do more work, we will be able to have more leisure and more free time. But currently, it's been very disruptive. Machines have always been destroying jobs and creating jobs, but the pace and scale is much more rapid today, and currently more people are losing their jobs than ever before.
Tell me more about your book, Race Against the Machine, how the digital revolution is accelerating innovation, driving productivity, and irreversibly transforming employment and the economy.
Well, the book begins with a description of some of the ways that technology is accelerating, not just in the past 10, 15 years, but also going forward in the next decade. Then we look into the economic implications of that. And one of the core chapters of the book talks about how there's different sets of winners and losers, people who have benefited from the technology, but also people who have been hurt from it. Although the pie is getting bigger, more wealth is being created than ever before, it's not being very evenly divided.
As a professor, your previous work focused more on the benefits of advancing technology. Is this a shift in philosophy for you at all?
Well, that's right. Much of my research has focused on the productivity growth created by information technology, and I continue to be a techno-optimist about the potential of the technology, along with my co-author, Andrew McAfee. However, we're going through some very tough times now, and it doesn't make sense to ignore them. There are certainly many people who have not benefited from information technology, and I felt it was very important to write a book that discussed some of the ways those people are being hurt, what the core causes are, and what the ultimate solutions are.